Guys, welcome to another episode of the Weekly Podcast. We're going to change it up just a little bit this week. We're not doing any true crime. I have branched myself out and opened a business solution. What we've done is Mastermind Business Solutions. We provide sales, communication, leadership, marketing, persuasion, and influence training. So you have a company, you want your manager, you have a manager, night shift manager, day shift manager, evening manager, and that's what they are as a manager. You want them to be a leader? Then you fucking call us. Email us. And you can email us right here, theweeklypodcast@gmail.com. We will be promoting through our podcast. Our podcast will be an arm and a leg to our marketing strategies and our strategies to get our voice out and to be heard. And I want to be heard. It's a slow process so far, but you've got to start somewhere. Just like that $1 billion lottery ticket I bought. Apparently I have a better chance of being struck by lightning 63 fucking times before I would win this, but I know for sure one way that I will not win, and that one way is by not getting in the game. And if you're not in the game, then by God, for sure, you won't win the game, and you won't even have any fun playing the game because you're not in the game. You're fucking somewhere else. So we're going to try to promote that. We want that to succeed. So what it basically boils down to this. We have developed three training programs. We have program number one, sales, communication, influence, persuasion training program. It's called Total Fundamentals to Sales, Communication, Persuasion, and Influence Training Program. Number two is Total Fundamentals to Leadership. That is for management. And then we have Total Fundamentals to Communication, Customer Service, Customer Relation. That's three. So you want to increase your sales. You want to help your sales team. You want to increase your sales. You want to increase your communication level. You want to strengthen your staff with management skills, leadership skills. Then this is the place to come. Mastermind Business Solutions. Let us help you out. It's really not expensive. We've set up the three training programs. The first one is, like I said, the sales, the communication, persuasion, influence. About a 4-hour training course. You can break that up into, we can come 4 Saturdays in a row for an hour. We can come for 4 hours. Doesn't matter. We can come to you. Eventually in the future, we will have it on video. You can buy the video, or you can come to us. But for now, we come to you. That course is a 4-hour course, and it is $800. You will make your money back in no time, maybe even that same day. Excuse me, I'm going to have a drink here. Same thing with the leadership. I mean, I know a company that we work with, and their turnover sucks. It fucking sucks. I mean, this woman that's running this place is a fucking terror. She is terrorizing the staff, and I bet they have a stack 4 inches thick of people that used to work there. Do you know how much money that costs a company to continue to hire? And even if they're not even training them properly, just to fucking half-ass train somebody will cost you out the ass. Do you have any idea how much money they're going to save when we whip that woman into shape? Not physically. I'm just kidding. We wouldn't dare put our hands on anybody. But when we get them into shape, I mean, just the fact that we cut the damn turnover in half would save them the $600 it costs for that course. And then the third course is $600 as well. It's a 3-hour course. You need help with your business. You need help with your staff. You need help with your sales. You need help with your marketing. Call us. When I'm driving down the road, by the way. We're doing this shit in person, on the road, in your face. So what I want to talk about today is what you hear people say all the time, oh, he's a good salesman, she's a good salesperson, a salespeople, man, woman, whatever, I'm not fucking gonna be politically correct. A salesperson, men, women, doesn't matter, don't give a shit. I'm talking about both here. Natural salesperson. What does it mean to be naturally gifted to be a great salesperson? Do you think people are naturally gifted as salespeople? What's that? No? Yes? Okay. My answer is yes. Yes. Natural. Natural abilities. Now you may say, well, you can't naturally know everything about a fucking Honda. You can't naturally know everything about a fucking laptop or this or that. And you know what I say? Yes, product knowledge is important, but out of 100% of your sales process, in my opinion, it's 15% of the process. Now, each individual, each sale itself is different because people are different. You might have a guy come up, and the first guy you have out the gate, all he wants to fucking know is about the product, and you may say, man, that Jeremy's full of fucking shit. And that's fine. But more so than not, it's not about, I mean, it's obviously it's about the product, but they can get the product anywhere. Have you been on the internet lately? Have you tried to, I mean, you can get, let's just take Toyotas or Hondas. You can go to three or four different dealerships in your area. You can go online. You can go anywhere to get the product. But why would they buy? Because they're buying from you. You have to sell yourself. I don't care how cliche that sounds. You have to sell yourself. They can get the fucking product anywhere, but they can't get it anywhere from you. They only can get it here from you. You are the reason they're buying the product. Yes, you got to have some product knowledge, but more than that, you've got to be able to communicate. The natural salesperson can adapt in a conversation, can be fluid in a conversation. And car salesmen have it the worst because you're fighting an uphill battle both ways. You're fighting against the customer who comes to your place of business and then basically thinks you're a fucking piece of shit. So you approach them. You could ask them if they'd like $100 worth of gold, and their answer would be, I'm just looking. You got to overcome that, and you got to overcome your management that sucks, that treats you like fucking second-rate citizens, a third-rate piece of shit. That's what's wrong with the fucking car business. The car business knows for a fucking fact that if you have a solid sales, if your salespeople that are there 3 years plus have repeat customers, 30% more business, 30% more sales just by being there 3 years. So why in God's name would they not want 80% of their sales staff to be there 3 years? They'd increase their total fucking number of car sales by 30%. But they don't want to take the time or the effort to put a little upfront money into their people. Well, that's my opinion. Getting back to the natural salesperson. So that person, you're making that approach, and you say, hey, man, would you like $100 worth of gold? Would you like to see my box? Whatever. And they're just looking. They're standoffish. Their walls are up. They don't want to see you, but they want something. They're there. They're there. So you got to find a way in. And I talk about that approach as a natural salesperson, a natural communicator, and you can learn to be a salesperson. You can learn techniques, learn to be observant, but you got to be quick. You got to be witty. You got to be ready with a comeback. Not a smart ass, but maybe smart ass. You got to read people. So as you're approaching, you see that maybe this gentleman that you're approaching, we're going to use gentleman in this scenario. Maybe he's an asshole. Comes off a little rough. Maybe he's driving a truck. Maybe he's driving a car. Look at his bumper stickers. I mean, let's see how he's dressed. He got the work boots on. You think he's a working guy? Where can you put your foot in the door to find something in common? Laughter's good. But see, here's the thing. You may say cursing in front of someone's not good. And I may say you're right. Unless the guy you're in front of is cursing like a sailor. then who is he going to feel more comfortable in front of? Somebody that speaks the language of Jesus? No. Someone that fucking cusses just like he does. Someone that sounds just like he does. That's where he's going to be most comfortable. Is he going to be most comfortable if he's wearing bib overalls and you're in a three-piece fucking suit eating caviar with your pinky finger out? No. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a nice suit on. And I'm not saying you can't eat caviar. But come out there with your nice suit and try to find common ground with this gentleman. You've got to be able to quickly navigate that conversation to get him to take the barrier down, to get him to see you as a friend, not as a foe, to get him to see you in a different light. You want him, and I'm using him just as a fucking example, you want him to see you as a buddy, as a this guy's just like me. So he gets out, you say, hey, man, shit, it's a beautiful day, ain't it? Yeah, I'm just looking. What do you say? What do you say? You better come up with something. Or you could say, okay, thank you. Hey, if you got any questions, I'd just be right over here standing with my thumb up my ass. Maybe you say something off of your beautiful day. Like, listen, man, I know you got a lot. You got better things you could be doing right now. Why in God's name would you want to spend your afternoon looking on a hot-ass car lot, on a cold-ass car lot, on a lukewarm-ass car lot? Well, they got to give you an answer. Maybe his hat says co-op. Maybe your dad has cows. Maybe 15 years ago, your uncle used to have a gas account. You used to get gas at the co-op. Maybe you know a guy's name is Bobby Jack. You don't know the motherfucker, but he works in the back of the co-op. Maybe he did 20 years ago. But shit, you know Bobby Jack there at the co-op. Fingers crossed. Yeah, fuck yeah, he's down there. That crazy son of a bitch, I ain't seen him in years. God, we used to go down there all the time. Hell, I was just down there. Whatever. I'm just saying you've got to find that way in. You've got to find the way in. Be observant when you're walking up. Look at bumper stickers. He got a Bible in the back windows. He got the pentagram on his arm. His tattoos. And I'm using he again. She, whatever. Mannerisms. Language. If he cusses, then if you don't cuss, fine, whatever. But cuss. Whatever. You've got to find a way to get eye level, to be on common ground, to make them feel as comfortable as you possibly can, because you got to break down these barriers. They think you're there to fuck them over, and that is because that is just sometimes the stigma that car salespeople have, or salespeople in general. But that is not the case. You have just got to appear as a friend, as an individual, as a human. You know, like when you hear people say that they were kidnapped by serial killers and the only way they survived is they humanized, they made themselves appear human versus a fucking object. That's what you've got to do in sales. You've got to make yourself, they look at you right now as a fuck face. You've got to figure out a way to come off as a non-fuck face. You got to come off as a human being. That, my friend, and that may not be a magic wand, but the secret to sales is building a friendship and a relationship with your client that they feel comfortable enough with you to trust you and to buy from you. And how do you make someone trust you? How do you make someone like you? You seem like them. I'm not saying mimic somebody, because in all this situation, you'll know in our training course, being genuine is the fucking key to all of it. If you're not genuine, then you're fucked. Because people can see through fake flattery. I'm not saying go out there and flatter the guy or the woman. I'm saying genuinely be interested in who they are. Genuinely try to find common ground with who they are. Bobby Jack at the co-op, that's an in. I always used to use an example, like anytime anybody would come in for and buying something for me, anytime I mentioned a certain area, Russellville was the name of the city, my stepdad was like the fuck, and his family was like the king ding-a-ling, king mother, They were kings in Russellville. They owned land. They had apple orchards. They were known for decades in Russellville. So 80% of the time, someone said they live in Russellville, I say, you watch apple orchard. Boom. It was an inn. Find somebody they know. Common ground. Likes, interest, people. It doesn't matter. That is your first step into breaking those walls down. Now, I'm not saying throughout this conversation you don't have to do your job and figure out their wants and their needs or their desires and what they're trying to purchase and if it helps them or not. That's something you're going to have to figure out. That's a different part of the process. Right now, we're just talking about honing in on that natural sales ability, which is basic communication and human relations. And that's all it is people doing business with people. I'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back. We're doing a little seminar here on natural sales ability, and it's communication. It's being able to navigate a conversation quickly and wittingly. You got to be there. You got to be on your feet. You got to be on your toes. This is where you're jabbing and you're ducking and you're diving. This is the most important. This is one of the most important parts of this sales process, is breaking that ice, they used to say, building that rapport. And I'm not talking about building fucking rapport or breaking that ice. I'm talking about figuring out a way to finding out who the fuck these people are in front of you. Who are they? And who do you need to be? You know, you want people to feel comfortable. I'm not saying be a fake bastard. I'm saying genuinely be concerned with who they are, finding out who they are and what it's going to take to get in their shirt pocket, I used to call it. And I'm going to tie it in at the end with a little phrase, a little question I used to ask when I was younger, 12, when I got into sales with my uncle. Every time we'd leave a house, he'd do heat and air estimates. I've told this story a million times, but it has stuck in my head. Every time we'd leave a house, my question would be, did you know them? And it would always be no, and it blew my mind because I could have swore to God he knew them because he was just so comfortable. And they all were comfortable with one another. And they'd laugh and cut up. And it was fucking crazy. That's what you got to do. But like I said, in this process, you do have to know your product. You do have to love your product. You do have to know your customer as in relation to, you. I mean, not if they've, you know, been down at the co-op 62 times. That's your way into earning their business, gaining their trust, and they'll tell you what, at this point, when you've broken that down and you've built this relationship, you can start finding out, well, look, man, shit, I know buying cars is tough, it sucks, you know, you come in here, you got to fight with these stupid-ass people on the lot that want you to run the car, they want to chase you, they want to do this, they want to do that, but shit. I mean, let's just, what are we trying to do here? Well, I mean, you can genuinely get to these questions, and they'll tell you, because they don't want to disappoint you. They don't want to upset you because you're friends. You know, they feel like they kind of know you. I mean, at least they can trust you, because, like, you know what, this guy ain't going to bug the shit out of us, so this guy's not going to chase after our car, like all the cliche-type shit that dealers have done in the past to just fucking ruin the car business. So you can start to ask these questions. Well, you know what, Jeremy? We're looking for a second car. That's great. So you're not looking to trade? No, we're just going to buy straight out. It's got to be automatic. You just ask the right questions. Because here's the worst thing, and I'm using cars as an example because, A, I've got a lot of experience in that area, but to me it's one of the hardest fields to navigate. And people that are successful in it, you can be shitty and be successful in it because it's a numbers game. If you're a fucking asshole and tenacious enough and you get out there and fucking up 50 fucking people, you're going to sell a day. You're going to sell a lot of cars. Or you can utilize your tools, make sure to turn over your customer, get other people to talk to them. That's another story. That's not the story I'm telling today. The story I'm telling today is natural sales ability. But then it gets into learned behaviors of just making sure to ask the right questions, because there's nothing worse than getting to the end of the process and you've spent hours getting to fucking know these people, and they've beat the shit out of you, and you've fought and clawed and screamed to finally become, gain their trust, and you realize that he don't have a job, or you're showing him a fucking $80,000 Cadillac that he can't afford, when he really wants a $2,500 pickup truck. So you've got to do your job, but that's not the point. The point is breaking down those barriers, becoming intimate with your customer, not in a sexual way, but in a genuine interest of, or in a genuine way to find common ground with them, common interest with them, in an effort to have a conversation with them in hopes to gaining their trust, which in turn will give you a sale. You just got to have your eyes open, your ears open. And some people will not let you. I don't care what you do. I'm telling you, each individual case is different. So that's why you got to be fluid in the situation. So what's good for one is not going to be good for the other. You know, rough-ass Billy Jack comes on, fuck this, fuck you, fuck that. It works. Little old lady coming from church real sweet, fuck this, fuck that, fuck you, is not going to work. That's my point. Each situation is different. But we can train you in how to put yourself in a position where you can close more of these sales. Some people just can't buy. They'd love to buy, but they can't. These are things you got to find out. But my goal is to take a situation, and if you've got a real situation where you've got a real customer, a real buyer, you need to close that deal. What can you do to close those deals? When you've got one that is a legitimate buyer, what do you do to close that deal? Be efficient, make money, and profit is not a bad word. You know, people used to, like, oh, we're making money on me. Yeah, motherfucker, that's what a business is. That's how I keep the light. You want to come in for those 80 fucking oil changes you just beat my ass up for? You want to come back and you want the fucking lights on when you come back for those free fucking things, right? Profit. It's not a bad word. Some of the best friends I've made in the car business, some of the most happy, are the ones I've made the most money. And it's okay. Because they felt that what they got was a good deal. And it's a good deal to them. And it's fine. You can make money. It's okay. Let us teach you. Let us train you. Each week, I want to boost this podcast. I want to pump it out every 2 weeks. I want to teach you. I don't want to give it all away because I'm trying to sell something here. But come and let me teach you how to sell. Let me teach you how to lead. Let me teach you how to communicate. Let me teach you how to grow your business. Let me teach you how to persuade and how to influence. Be the fucking man. Be the woman. Be whatever. Call yourself whatever. I don't give a fuck. But be the best you can be. You come here, we'll teach you how to do that. This is The Weekly Podcast.